And may we indeed, meek souls, receive him still this day and all of our lives till he calls us to be with him forever in heaven. Amen. We are talking about, just as that verse, verse 2 talked about the light coming into the world, we're talking about Jesus as the light of Christmas, the light. Right? There are a lot of lights associated with Christmas, whether it's Rudolph's red nose or it's the flash of your phone telling you you're getting a text from a loved one and a Merry Christmas greeting. So many lights that are part of the whole Christmas deal. We have them all throughout our room, even here today. But they are all just reflections, little L lights, of Jesus, the big light. And it is the he that we want to focus in on and be a part of. As we try to look at the different scriptures and what they have to say for us this morning, it's interesting to note when God, through the prophet Isaiah, said to King Ahaz, "Hey, I want to show you a sign. Come on, go ahead, ask me. Ask me for a sign." God actually, you know, in this case, asking him to do so, giving him permission to do so. When Ahaz hesitates and tries to come off as sounding pious, he says, "You know, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to test God." And God's response is very interesting there. Just to read that again from Isaiah 7, verse 3. "O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also?" The prophet Isaiah is saying, our sins are wearying. They wear us out, don't they? And if you've been around someone, you know, when that family member comes back and maybe they're joining you for Christmas and it's a person who tends to, shall we say, stretch the truth, that you find it a little hard to believe what it is they're saying, it gets wearisome, doesn't it? It wears us out when we're with someone that doesn't tell us the truth. And if that one person's sin wears us out, just imagine the weight of all the world's sin as it strikes God's ears, as he sees all, hears all, knows all, feels all. How he must sigh. How he must wonder and go, wow, if I wasn't God, all-powerful, I think I might get worn out by this, continuing on and on and on. And yet God isn't worn out. God instead has a solution, and that solution is the light of his grace. We hear it in our Romans reading, that through whom, through Jesus, we have all received grace. Not judgment, not a weary God who just says, oh, enough with you, I don't want anything to do with you anymore, or even worse, him actively punishing and pursuing us. No, instead he gives us the light of his grace through Jesus Christ. Light that says, I'm going to shine on you. I'm going to show you my love instead of my judgment. I'm going to show you my kindness instead of my punishment. I'm going to show you a clean slate and a fresh start rather than the tally of all of your sins that if you saw, it would wear even you out. No, he gives us the light of his grace. And we also then, and have not only that, but the gift upon the gift is that he calls us his own. Part of what Jesus came to do was to be the light, but then also help us to live in the light. And Romans 1 puts it so beautifully that we are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Wow, those are wonderful words. In case you kind of wonder, you know, who am I? What does God think about me? We can remember John 3:16, I hope. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. But remember these words from Romans 1 as well. You were called to belong to Jesus Christ. God says, I love you. I value you. I want you as my own. I'm willing to pay a high price for you in my son coming and living and dying and suffering for our sins upon the cross. And he did all of that because of love. He did all of that to enlighten us and let us see what love really looks like. He did it all so that with his love we might belong and be a part of God's family. We are called to belong to Jesus Christ, and that means adopted as children of the Heavenly Father, part of God's family, and part of this family business, if you'll let me use that term, of how all joining with Jesus in shining God's light for others. That's what the John passage, that's what our gospel reading is talking about. And to hear, again, a verse from that in John 1, verse 5, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." All it takes is one flashlight beam, and you can light up the dark if you're something's wrong under the hood of your car, and you can get it working and going again. And all it takes really is our headlights. You can drive from dusk to dawn all the way across the state of Texas by just that 200 feet or so that our headlights illuminate ahead of us. Light shines out over darkness, and it shows us the way. The darkness can't overcome it when we have light to help us. That's what Jesus came to do, to be that light, that even though there is darkness all around us, because we have light, we see the way. We see the dangers to avoid. We see the good path to stay on. We see all that he has in mind for us. And there is no darkness, there is no depression, not even death itself, that anything can ever stop that light from shining and from guiding and from reminding us that we are loved by God. We're called, it's basketball season, right? And there's a famous basketball player who used to be in Cleveland, and now he's in Los Angeles. And his big thing with his shoe contract is this saying, "We are all witnesses." Well, I'd like to use that idea and say that at Christmas time, you and I are all witnesses, not of some basketball star's prowess and excellence, but we are his witnesses to the light. And that's what John 1, 7 said, to bear witness about the light. John the Baptist came to bear witness, to let others believe in Jesus. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. And you and I can do that this Christmas. We can show kindness, even to those who don't deserve it. I think that's what makes grace amazing, right? We can show guidance, even to those who can't seem to figure things out and are making the same mistakes over and over again. We can show patience, even to those that seem to be wearing us out. And God, you didn't get weary with my sin, so help me have your patience and not get weary with their, the things they're doing that are wearing me out. Give me that strength. We can come and be witnesses. You know, one of the famous Christmas stories of all is Ebenezer Scrooge, right? Mr. Bah Humbug himself. But if you remember, after he has his visit with the Christmas spirits, he has this immense change of heart. And his dreams are all over. He opens up his window. He sees a boy running by in the street. And when he asks the boy, boy, what day is today? And, of course, I'm not very good at accents and all those things, but I just kind of remember from the movie, the little boy says, today's Christmas Day. And if you remember in the movie, Ebenezer Scrooge says, then I haven't missed it. You and I have still a chance this very day and all the days that God gives us on this life, or this earth, this coming Christmas and all the other days besides, we haven't missed it yet. The chance for us to be witnesses to the light. Witnesses to those we know well and love as we show them kindness and patience. Witnesses to those we don't know, hardly know at all, by just, again, the politeness, the kindness, the respect, what God's word says to do it with gentleness and respect, how we answer someone. We studied that over the summer together. Being witnesses of God's love and kindness. And whether it's songs, whether it's cookies, whether it's a welcome at our table, or a prayer that we pray together with someone, we can be witnesses to the light of God's love. That's what I think it means for us, as we hear again in Romans 1, that we are loved by God and called to be saints. Jesus came into the world, the angels proclaimed it, the shepherds went and investigated it, the wise men confirmed it and gave their gifts, and Mary and Joseph took Jesus to safety in Egypt until the fullness of time when he was supposed to come back and do all that he was to do. All of it motivated by God's love, all of it empowered by that love lived out by Jesus and the cross and his resurrection, and all of it alive in us still today, where we who have been loved by God and called to be his saints, his witnesses, can share that Christmas joy and peace and light with all that we meet. May God help us do that to his glory. Amen. I want to invite you to join us now in our confession of faith. You can find